Wilmington Mayor Mike Przycki's spokesman John Rago provided a statement that says funding for Engine 6 staffing is coming from internal fire department budget lines. No further information was provided, leaving Wilmington City Council members like Bob Williams nervous.
I do think that it's a band-aid on the situation right now.
Williams worries the assessment could lead to further reductions to his staff. Local Firefighter Union President Kevin Turner says already has 21 vacant positions. Both Williams and Turner also don't want conditional company closures limited to Engine 6 during the final year of former Fire Chief Anthony Good's tenure to be reinstated. Under that policy, the engine was shut down once it reached a certain threshold of sick and vacation time rather than pay overtime, and it's still unclear why Engine 6 was targeted in the first place. Instead, Williams would like to see Wilmington follow in Philadelphia's footsteps.
They had a commission look into it, and they have completely discontinued the program of rolling brownouts, which is the same thing as a conditional company closure.
The commission in Philadelphia formed after a fatality there, similar to the Canby Park fire that left three Wilmington firefighters dead last September. Megan Pauley, Delaware Public Media.